Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, sports fans. Sam Crowley to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to have you. Yes, I made the offer in the previous podcast. If you were listening, I'll set up your domain. I'll set up your website. It'll be me doing it. I got a couple minutes on my hand this week preparing for a big old launch. You're going to hear all about it soon, as in no more than 2 weeks from today, soon. Very excited. Very excited about that. We got to get going. We got to get your dream going. We got to get your movement going online. I'm going to set up a URL for people to go to if you want to take advantage of this offer. But right now, I'm literally doing this on the fly, Monday, August 22nd, only for my listeners. If you want information, how to set up your own domain, host it with Bluehost, and get yourself going with just a blog. And, of course, my podcasting course. You want to throw that in there as well, shoot me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. I'll reply to you, and we can get you rocking and rolling. Just got to get your brand going, man. Got to get your message out there online. That all came from Grant's question on iTunes. He left a 5-star rating. Thanks so much, by the way, and asked a question. Here is a question from Jamie. Jamie on Instagram. Instagram handle Jamie O. Fisher. Oh, no, Jamie J. O. Fisher. God, I'm butchering this. Jamie, my apologies. Jamie Joe Fisher. How about that? That's probably what it is. Jamie, my apologies. I'm not as dumb as I sound. All right. Hey, Sam, love your podcast. I've been listening for a few weeks now, and I'm curious what app you use to do your grizzly bear wind sprints. I'll talk about those in just a second. I'm wondering what intervals you use, and is it really specific about length of intervals to melting stored fat? Or will many variations do the trick? Thanks so much. P.S. Loved your story. Goes on to talk about the stories I shared in the podcast. All right, let me talk about the grizzly bear. Jamie, thanks so much for your question. I really appreciate that coming in via Instagram. Jamie's referring to my grizzly bear wind sprints where I run as fast as I can. And it used to be, and I'm going to tell you why it used to be. It used to be for 15 to 20 seconds, and I would stop and jog and stop and jog. If you run, for example, I'll run 5 miles. If I run 5 miles at a steady pace of 9-minute miles, what's that, 45 minutes? 9 minutes, 9-minute miles times 5 miles is 45 minutes. I'll burn whatever amount of calories on that, 600, 700 calories, something like that. If I run as fast as I can and then slow it down to a light jog and then sprint and then jog and then sprint and then jog, I'll burn, some studies show 30, 40, 50% more calories, and you will also stimulate that afterburn where it just keeps burning and burning and burning. Now, I also do intermittent fasting, which means I stop eating around 7 o'clock at night. And here's the deal. I'm not hungry the rest of the night. I used to be. I used to raid the pantry, but I eat very, very well up until about 7, like really good. So whether that's chicken or steak, I don't eat pasta. I don't eat bread. I eat Ezekiel bread, so I don't eat the traditional bread. Ezekiel bread, it's frozen. It's in your organic section of your grocer. I don't eat sugar. Haven't ever had sugar since 2009. I used to put it in my coffee all the time. Not nothing. Now, I'll eat things that have sugar in them, but I don't eat the white stuff, okay? I pretty much take a lot of white stuff out of my diet. And when I want to burn fat on cardio days when I'm not lifting, even when I do lift, I do intermittent fasting, so I don't eat until, if I shut it down at 7 p.m., I don't eat again until 11 a.m. the next day. And you might think, geez, that's a lot. It's not really. It's honestly, if you're busy in the morning, you don't even notice it. It's not like your stomach's growling. Now, I cheat a little bit. I have 2 cups of coffee with milk, typically almond milk in the morning with my wife. might. You may have seen me at Dunkin' Donuts getting a caramel swirl, one pump of caramel in a large coffee with cream. So look, I'm not, you know, completely all in that way, but you know, it's common sense, rules of day. Everything in moderation, man. You know, have fun. Don't make anything to the point where, number one, you can't do it the rest of your life, and you hate doing it. Why would you ever do a diet or anything that you don't like to do? It doesn't make any sense, right? So to answer Jamie's question, when I do cardio, it used to be 15 to 20 seconds, but now I'll run until I'm gassed out. That could be a minute. That might be 2 minutes, but I'll run as fast as I can, and then I'll stop. And I'll walk. I can't even jog because I'm literally like dying, you know. And then when my heart rate slows down, I don't measure any of this. Shocker. Except the app that I do have is Map My Run. You guys might have heard of it. Map My Run. And I'll have that app open. So I will look to see what kind of pace I'm on while I'm running, what kind of pace I'm on while I'm walking. You know, am I running? Sometimes I'll be running at a 5 to 6 minute mile pace. Now, you can't keep that up for the entire time. But then I'll stop and I'll slow down. I'll catch my breath and I'll look to see, okay, I've ran 2.3 miles. I got another 0.7 to go to hit 3 miles. And that's kind of what I do. And I'll run and I'll stop and I'll run and I'll stop. And the whole point of that is burning more fat because, again, I have not eaten since 7 o'clock the previous night. So there are no calories in my body to burn. The only thing remaining to burn is the fat that's been stored from the previous day or just in general in my body. That must get burned. It must get burned. There's nothing else to burn except the stored fat. You could argue a little bit of coffee I had, but that ain't, look, let me tell you. I blew through those calories walking just before I started running that morning. I just did it this morning. I do it every day that I don't lift, okay? So 3 to 4 times a week, I'm doing this. And when I'm done running, I'm soaking with sweat. Got the mandana rocking, if you've seen the photos on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram every day of Saturday. And when I'm done, I'm soaking wet. I'm done. And I don't eat anything for about another hour and a half. Depends on what time. Like this morning, I ran at 9:30. So I was done running around 10:30. All in all, done. I mean done. I'm home. I'm drinking water. I got 40 to 50 ounces of water that I drink. And then I jump in the shower. I don't know about you, but when you're done working out, does it not take you like another hour to stop sweating? I did this yesterday morning. It was Sunday, and I ran just like I described to you, came home dripping with sweat, jumped in the shower, got still sweating more than when I went in the shower, got to church sweating in the pew. Maybe I'm sweating in the pew for another reason. Maybe I'm sweating in church for an entirely different reason. Who knows? Sinner! But Jamie, to answer your question, that's what I do. So I don't have any app that starts and then stops at 15 seconds or 20 seconds. Now, I just measure when I'm gassed out. I'm done. I can't do it. I slow down. And I also, if I feel like, if you got hamstring issues or knee or you feel yourself cramping, stop. Just stop. And then catch your breath. Walk it off a little bit. If you're just starting this cardio routine, go easy. All right? Don't go crazy. Like, yes, I'm being chased by a grizzly bear. That is when I'm in optimum shape. Like right now, because I've been doing this all summer, I told you the story. The lady rode by me on a bike. I just happened to fire it up and chased her down, but I didn't even know she was riding a bike, scared the hell out of her. Anyway, do that, Jamie and everybody else. The only thing left in your body, if you really did fast the entire night, and fast is such a tough word to hear, right? Because you think, I got to stop eating. Well, I go to bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock at the latest. I stop eating at 7, and if I ate my last meal right at 7, I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry anyway. You know what I'll do is I'll mix up some water. We have the filtered water that comes from the fridge. I'll dump like 3 ounces of cranberry juice just to give it some flavor in there. And I'll drink 40 ounces of that right before, for the next 2 hours, right before bed. So it's a really cool regimen. I recommend it. I'm not a doctor. If you have cardio issues, obviously go see a doctor first. But if you're looking to burn stored fat, do intermittent fasting with your morning run before you eat anything. And then if I go from 7 p.m. to 11 a.m., that's 16 hours. I'm off 16, I'm on for 8. I eat for 8 hours, not 8 hours straight, but I have an 8 hour window where I can eat. And then I don't eat for 16 hours. And if that 16 hours is overnight, I mean, heck, 8 to 9 of those, you're sleeping anyway in bed. So, Jamie, thank you so much for the question via Instagram. You have a question for me? Anything. health, entrepreneurial, business, anything that has to do with the Everyday Saturday brand, fire them at me, folks. Sam at everydayissaturday.com, as well as hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. And have a great day, man. Oh, not just have a great day. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.